This is Dr. Arlington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Zambrano, Z-A-M-B-R-A-N-O, first name Coelho, C-O-E-L-L-O, Francisco, F-R-A-N-C-I-S-C-O. The date of birth, November 21, 1956. Date of evaluation, February 12, 2022. Date of follow-up evaluation, May 19, 2022. Referring physician, Dr. Eugene McMillan. Chief complaint, chest pain. The patient is a 65-year-old male who noted chest pain beginning approximately 2 years ago. Period. He stated that he was driving when he developed chest pain. He was then evaluated at Alta Bates Medical Center. Period. Workup apparently was unremarkable. Period. More recently, he had developed left-sided chest pain on February 7, 2022. Period. He noted that the pain felt pressure-like, but at times was like an electric shock radiating to the both left and right side of his chest, period. He had no associated shortness of breath, period. However, approximately 1 month ago, he reported a pleuritic-like chest pain, period. Pain is described as moderate dash severe, period. There were no associated symptoms, period. Patient now presents for cardiac evaluation. Past medical history, hypertension, next number gastritis, past surgical history, unremarkable, medications, famotidine, 40 milligrams one daily, losartan, 50 milligrams one daily, pantoprazole, 40 milligrams one daily, enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligrams one daily. Family history, mother had hypertension and pneumonia, further had COVID. The social history, he denies cigarette smoking or drugs. He reports rare alcohol use. The review of systems, constitutional, he has had recent weight loss. Skin, he reports color changes. Neck, he has pain and stiffness. Respiratory, he has shortness of breath. Cardiac, as per HPI, gastrointestinal, he reports heartburn. Genitourinary, unremarkable. Musculoskeletal, he has some joint pain and swelling, period. These were nonspecific, period. The vital signs, blood pressure 162/104, pulse 72, respiratory rate of 20, height 66 inches, weight 161.8 pounds. The impression, this correction, initial impression, this 65-year-old male presented with chest pain. He was initially noted to have uncontrolled blood pressure with blood pressure of 162/104, period. He was then started on amlodipine, 5 milligrams daily, and referred for echocardiogram, period. Echocardiogram demonstrated left ventricle ejection fraction of 66%, moderate concentric left ventricular hypertrophy, valvular function was noted to be normal, period. Initial EKG revealed a sinus rhythm of 67 beats per minute, nonspecific ST depression, and nonspecific T-wave abnormality. He was then referred for stress testing, which was performed on March 14, 2022. Baseline ECG demonstrated normal sinus rhythm, 69 beats per minute, period. On exercise testing, there was no significant ST/T-wave changes, period. The patient exercise 11 minutes 45 seconds and achieved a peak heart rate of 121 beats per minute, period. There were no significant ST/T-wave changes. However, patient exercised only 78% of his maximum predicted heart rate. The test was stopped because of fatigue and leg cramps. The overall impression, this 65-year-old male presented with atypical chest pain, period. On exercise testing, he has had no chest pain, period. Patient exercised only 78% of his maximum predicted heart rate, period. I doubt that he has ischemia, given the findings, period. He does have evidence of hypertensive heart disease with left ventricular hypertrophy. On initiation of amlodipine, follow-up blood pressure was 135/80, pulse of 80, period. His blood pressure, therefore, is much better controlled on the combination of amlodipine and losartan. Recommendation: continue amlodipine/losartan for blood pressure control, period. No additional interventions at this time, period. However, can consider for nuclear scintigraphy if he develops ongoing chest discomfort. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.